The next case we will be discussing is Buck v. Davis, a case decided in the Supreme Court in 2017. The question before the court was whether or not the defendant, Mr. Buck, had a claim for ineffective assistance of counsel based on his attorney knowingly presenting a defense expert who testified that the defendant was more likely to be dangerous because he was black. In this case, Mr. Dwayne Buck was a defendant in the murder of his ex-girlfriend and her friend in 1995 in Texas. Mr. Buck was convicted of capital murder for both of the deaths. During the sentencing phase of the trial, the prosecution presented evidence of Mr. Buck's future dangerousness based on his criminal history, conduct, and his demeanor before and after his arrest. The defense presented the testimony of clinical psychologist Dr. Quijano, who testified that he considered demographic factors, including race, in his analysis. Dr. Quijano testified that minorities are overrepresented in the criminal justice system. On cross-examination, the prosecution clarified that the expert's opinion was that the race factor, quote, black, close quote, increased the likelihood of future dangerousness. The jury then sentenced Mr. Buck to death. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals affirmed the conviction and sentence. Mr. Buck filed for relief in federal court, claiming that the introduction of the racially biased testimony violated his right to effective counsel against his Sixth Amendment rights. The Supreme Court heard the case. In a 6-2 holding, the court held that Mr. Buck had been provided ineffective assistance of counsel. In the majority opinion, Chief Justice Roberts wrote, quote, "No competent defense attorney would introduce such evidence about his own client." And the law punishes people for what they do, not who they are, close quote. Justice Roberts also wrote, quote, "When a jury hears expert testimony that expressly makes a defendant's race directly pertinent on the question of life or death, the impact of that evidence cannot be measured simply by how much airtime it received at trial or how many pages it occupies in the record. Some toxins can be deadly in small doses," close quote. The court explained that it was a, quote, "particularly noxious strain of racial prejudice," close quote, "to stereotype black men as somehow more violence prone than others." In conclusion, psychiatric testimony may be relevant to specific mitigating factors to be considered in capital sentencing hearings. Failure to present appropriate mitigation evidence may be considered ineffective assistance of counsel.